WTF?
Someone said it was a cactus. We get cactus.
Cactus?
Main cactus turn on.
Oh snap.
How are you, bone losers? All your pranks all belong to us. You are on your way to laughter.
What you say on your radio?
You have no chance to change the station. Make you a call to the prank show. Ha 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 ha.
Welcome everybody to the prank show. Today is June 25th, 2011. I'm your host, Rob the Hyena. With me is Laugh Track Matt. Say hi to everybody, Matt.
Hello, everybody.
Behind the glass of my iPad is our producer, HBB. She's also on the line. She can give us a quick hello.
Sup?
And with us, as usual, is also Trevor.
Howdy.
Tonight's show is dedicated to HBB and Trevor. The last few weeks, they have been awesome. They have really been helping me hammer out a lot of technical difficulties so that we aren't listening to all kinds of dead air and really terrible background noise and echoes. Because I'm doing everything software-based. I am not as cool as Brad Carter. I don't have the funding that RBCP has to have all these mixers and to have all these soldered USB ports. I've got to do everything through software because that's the only thing I know. I'm a programmer, and the only way I get anything accomplished is by using software. So these guys have really helped me troubleshoot that and hammer out all the ridiculous glitches that I've been running into. But I think we've really got something good here now. So hopefully I don't fuck it up, or Apple doesn't fuck it up with one of their updates. Otherwise, it's just going to be terrible. This show tonight will probably be terrible, but we'll do our best.
Aw, man, this is going to suck donkey balls.
So positive.
If you guys want to call in, the number is 505-796-5. 695, or you can Skype us at The Prank Show. So get with the times, get yourself a Skype name, add The Prank Show so we can have better call quality than your shitty cell phones. We've also got some sponsorship this evening. This evening's episode is brought to you by Logitech. We're also brought to you by the movie Transformers 3.
Fuck yes.
I know HBB can't wait to see it. HBB, aren't you going to a showing of it early?
The premiere.
That's right. The Tuesday night premiere.
June 29th.
That's right. Tonight's show is brought to you by the letters F, U, I, O, and the number 69. And of course, tonight's show is also brought to you by what, Matt?
Carl's Jr.
That's right, baby. Brought to you by Carl's Jr. Hey, Matt, did you want to give any shout outs this evening?
To the Scat House of Doom.
The Scat House of Doom. We love our fish porn.
and shit porn.
Trevor and HBB, you want to throw down a shout out?
RBCPRaped.me. I change it every week, although I need an interesting link for this week. I still haven't come up with one.
Oh. Well, that's technically under plugs, Trevor, but that's cool. You can shout out RBCPRapeMe. It's always a fun place to go. I've got a shout out this evening for Frank Magoo.
Whoa. You totally fucking stupid. My name is Frank Nee. Check your facts, you fucking idiot.
Oh, whoops. Sorry. I meant for Frank Nee. My bad. Now, as for plugs, I want to plug DeviantArt.com. Awesome website. There are tons of awesome artists on there. Thousands, maybe even millions. And they're all creating crazy shit. One of them created a zombie Mildred Monday. You can check that pic out on phonelosers.org and find out all about the artist. He's a cool guy. I've talked to him a couple times on DeviantArt. So definitely check out DeviantArt.com. And be sure to check out afterthetone.org. Run by none other than our very own phone loser, VN. He was really awesome in setting up the first Icecast server that I used to do all my testing of this software. So definitely a big plug for his website, afterthetone.org. And I'll be like Trevor and mix it up, and I'll throw a shout out to the end for just being damn awesome. And I'm going to throw out a couple more shout outs while I'm at it to Mr. Brad Carter, who's in the tiny chat, our beloved phone loser mother, Roxy, and of course, Jen, who we all just couldn't live without. So there's a couple more shout-outs. Anybody else here want to throw down a shout-out while we're on the line?
My dad.
I'd also love to give a shout-out to her dad. It's nice that he lets me take her out.
Matt, it's nice that your mom lets you go anywhere.
And my parole officer. Shout-out to him.
Thanks for letting Matt be on. The co-host seat is always open when Matt's in prison, so be sure to send your applications to rth@cactiradio.com. I wanted to drop a little information on the listeners this evening. Number one being that I will ban your ass if you tell me how to run my fucking show.
Hi-oh!
Hey-oh! For at least one episode, I will ban you for telling me how to run my fucking show. I will talk all damn night, and you can fucking listen to it on the stream whether you like it or not. And nobody else can talk because it's my fucking show. But, of course, I love when other people talk who are funny and not annoying assholes. So, just an FYI, it's my fucking show. If you're gonna cop an attitude, do it somewhere else, because I've actually learned that Skype for Mac does have a ban capability. It's really retarded, though. The ban capability is like an IRC command you have to type in. There's no UI button for it, but I now know the command, so it's not going to be too difficult to kick your ass out. So, just a little FYI for everybody. I know some people are telling me that the second episode isn't in the iTunes store yet. That's Apple for you. It's kind of on there. Timetable, just whenever they feel like sticking it in there. So if you're getting it from iTunes, good luck. It'll be in there whenever they decide to update their feed. I know a lot of people were looking forward to hearing the final cut of the episode. So if you want to hear it directly, just go to cactiradio.com/prankshow/RSS and you can get the feed directly. And there's a link in there for the second episode. And if you're looking for us on iTunes and you're not finding us, just type in Rob the Hyena. It's the easiest way to find us because there's a second prank show on there. It's from like 2006. So everybody should go there and say that they suck and get them banned from iTunes so we're number one. And like you guys heard, we do plugs and shout-outs and all kinds of shit on my show. So if you want some of that, just send your requests to rth@cactiradio.com. And I also we'll play music requests, so you can send those too. Like Chris Ellerback sent me a request this evening for Katy Perry's E.T. Not exactly my preferred music, but he sent me the MP3, so as long as you attach the MP3, I'm going to play it. unless it's really terrible, and then it's at my discretion to never play your music.
Is it official that Ellerback is a girl?
I'm pretty sure he has a vagina. So.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just making sure.
Brad's throwing up some cactiradio.appsitement.com web apps on the tiny chat, so thanks, Brad, for promoting my application. You guys can check us out on your iPhone by going there. It used to be m.cactiradio.com, but there have been some problems with redirecting. You'll have to send that to the station manager, which, oh, whoops, technically that's me for a little while, I guess, because Brad is taking a bit of a sabbatical, if you guys don't know, so you can stop emailing me and Skyping me about it. You can read on cactiradio.com all about it. It's actually pretty simple. He's going to take a break until mid-July, so, you know, go cry on somebody else's shoulder for a little while. And if anybody else has any new cacti news, they can call in right now and let us know. So I got the lines open. Any of you guys got any new cacti news?
Not cacti news, just normal news.
All right, HBB, go ahead, throw out some new news.
My mom bought $150 worth of fireworks the other day, and we're going to shoot them off the first of next month.
Awesome. I heard you exploding one in your room earlier. Try not to blow your hand off. It would be really difficult to have you type in the chat if you've only got one hand.
It's easy.
She could get a robot hand and be like a Transformer.
Or Anakin.
So, once again, my awesome producer, HBB, got us some numbers, and we're going to try giving them a call. So, Matt, why don't you take this first one? We're going to call the Fours Restaurant and Sports Bar.
I can just holler at him.
You can just holler at him. You can say whatever you want, man.
Well, I don't want to make you edit too much.
Hey, man, do your thing. Call him Dick Necks, whatever works for you. Here we go. We're going to fire it up.
My fucking projector bulb went out, I think. I can't watch my smut.
You know what? Fuck them.
Those, all these people trying to call me on Skype.
I don't know, man. You're really popular, so it doesn't surprise me.
I know.
Everybody loves you.
Oh, it's like Legend and Trevor on it. And Pseudo. They're like, what the fuck?
Apparently they don't know where to call. Hey, man, I think this one's going to be a little more up your alley. It is the Beer Hunter. I'll call it as soon as we add Legend. Hey, Legend.
Hi there. I'm here by the request of Jen.
We need legendary callers on the line because we're all shit, man, so we appreciate you being here.
Why are you shit, Wolverine?
I haven't put in the years that you've put in, Legend.
I've put in years of this? Damn, I've wasted my life.
There's always suicide, my friend.
I'm planning on it.
All right, Legend, we're going to add the Beer Hunter. Matt's going to start it out, but once he starts tripping up, you can take it.
Beer Hunter?
Yeah, we're calling.
Is it a restaurant or a person? Legend, if you know what it is, take it. Dude.
It's like a restaurant, I guess.
It's kind of like Outback.
Assuming anyone picks up their phones this evening.
It's an old Bob and Doug McKenzie skit. You take a six pack, right? You shake one up, you mix them all together.
Are you sure that wasn't the fax machine line, HBB? Did you call these numbers ahead of time to check them?
I don't have out call.
I think I abused mine yesterday because I'm turned off for the moment.
This place is a deli and pizza ice cream place. Let's see how this goes.
Okay.
See if they'll be our first call to pick up.
They won't be. I feel like fucking Roxy in both ways that could mean.
Ugh. Are you bleeding from some orifice?
No.
For the love of God and all that's holy.
My anus is bleeding.
For the love of God and all that is holy, my anus is bleeding!
That sounds pretty nifty when you add it.
What's my name?
Is this Abdul Pizza?
That's Albus Pizza, yeah.
My friend was down there earlier, and he ordered a pizza, and one of your people was really rude to him. He wants to talk to you guys. Hey, Matt, talk to this guy.
Hey, this guy's, he's calling me dickneck and being very rude.
Who's that
I just guy? Asked if I could get shrimp on the pizza, and he said that I had a shrimp dick. You know, I'm Who's overweight, so my dick is normal size. But my body's very big, so, and how does he know that?
All right, find me the you name know? And call me back, all right?
And he was the guy that picked up, and I don't think it was you, because you seem like a fine Christian man.
No, it's not me, but that's what I'm saying, you know, find the name and call me back.
Yeah. How do I find the name of the guy that was mean?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. Can I just come maybe hang out with you?
For the moment, I'm busy.
When do you get off? I'm desperately lonely. I will buy maybe some wine, and we can hang out.
Let me know. Call me after 1 o'clock.
Okay, that's when you're off. We will party, right. Baby.
Okay, bye.
Okay, God bless.
We're dicks.
I don't know about you, but I'm a giant cock.
Legend, I've seen pictures of your head. I would agree.
What?
I've seen pictures of your head. I would agree. You're very phallic looking at the top.
Yeah. Did Roxy forward those pictures to you?
Yeah, along with some tits. I don't know if they were hers. They might have been Matt's, but there was some tits in there.
Because I keep on sending her files.
Oh, now who wants to take this one? It's got to be some kind of Indian restaurant called Rosia Indian Kitchen.
Rasoi.
Well, thank you for correcting me.
Sorry.
Dick.
She's the boss.
I kind of fucked that up. I don't like you. Stop.
What was that?
I kind of fucked that up.
All right, here we go. Colin Rasoi. Take it, Legend. Whoa. Some Transformers on the line.
We need more Energizers.
Well, it's going to be a good 5 minutes to edit out here.
This is a 15-minute show. A lot of shout-out. A lot of how you doing, Legend.
That's the benefit of a after show. You can splice in the 20 minutes of good after show into the 30 minutes of bad show and get 1 hour of good show.
Yeah.
Here's another
hey, Legend,
Indian restaurant.
I'm supposed to go see a new 35mm print of a Taxi Driver next weekend at midnight. How awesome is that, Travis?
Isn't that the one where De Niro's like, you talking to me?
That's the one.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it? Really?
Go download it right now, and you need to go watch it right now.
Not
yeah,
now.
Just stop the show. Stop the fucking show and go watch it.
I've just seen parodies on, like, Family Guy.
That's so not the best. Like, the whole movie's fucking awesome, dude.
Robert De Niro and Jodie Foster when she was... Yeah.
When she was fuckable.
Thank you for calling a Roma Indian restaurant. Leave your message at the sound of the beep. For more info, you may go to aromarestaurant.com. Have a nice
hey,
day.
I'm not plugging your shitty restaurant. Go away.
Yeah, he just did. That place has fucking rats in it. and bed bugs.
I've heard good things, though.
I heard once you get past the bed bugs.
Yeah, I heard once you get past the bed bugs and the diarrhea, it's great.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Tantra. This is Shanae speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, girl. Have you ever seen the Robert De Niro movie Taxi Driver? Hey, can you hear me?
Hi. How are you doing? How can I help you?
I'm pretty good. I need to order one Robert De Niro.
I'm sorry. This is an Indian restaurant.
That's right. It's an Indian dish. It's got hummus in it and some chickpeas, which is basically the same thing. Do you have that on your menu?
No, no, no. Give me 1 second, okay?
1 second? 1,001.
I'm sorry. How can I help you? I can take an order or I can take a reservation.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make an order.
Okay.
Are you in a hurry or you sound like you're very busy?
No, no, no. I would just like to know what it is that you're exactly calling for.
I'm trying to order some food.
Okay, so may I have your order?
I'm trying to give it to you. See, in Tribeca in New York, this is called a Robert De Niro. Or it could be called a Travis Bickle. You got that on your menu?
I do not understand what you're asking for.
It's an Indian dish.
What we have is basically what you get to choose from is fish, lamb, chicken. We don't have any plates with beef.
Well, it's not beef. It's ham.
We do not carry any ham at this restaurant.
Why not?
Because it is not on our menu. It is Northern Indian cuisine.
Well, I know, but they have pigs in India, don't they?
Not at this specific restaurant, but I'm pretty sure that others do carry ham
on their menu. If I bring in my whole ham shank, I mean, could you, like, put it in my dish?
I'm sorry, we cannot do that.
Why not?
I'm sorry. Thank you for calling Tantris.
Have wait a minute. Wait, don't hang up on me. It's rude. It's just plain rude if you hang up on me.
I'm sorry. Let me get my manager for you, and he will help you.
Yes, please. Get your manager. I've been waiting for this.
All right. Give me 1 second.
1,001. 1,002.
Sorry. I didn't hear you. I was staring at your breasts.
Oh, she's got a hold beep.
We're dicks.
We're dicks.
Don't worry, you guys. I'm getting an erection as we speak.
I bet my Wookiee.
That's what happens when you put it in your pants when you're not done.
Change up, man. You take over. I gotta go take a piss.
Okay.
I'm gonna mute it. I'm just gonna open the car door and...
God's lonely man.
Hey! Hey, pick up your damn phone! Don't make me wait! I want to talk to your manager. Let's go.
Hello, sir. Can I get your name, please?
My name is Roy.
Roy, okay. Do you have your order, or do you have anything else that you would like to say?
My friend was trying to get an order, and you put him on hold, so he went to take a piss. And I was in there earlier, and I just wanted to let you know that I didn't really enjoy your curry. It gave me the trots.
Roy, my manager is here. He can speak to you now.
Okay, fine.
Hello?
Hi, yeah, who's this?
This is Raj. How can I help you?
Hey, what's up, Dickneck? I was at your restaurant earlier. I had some of your curry, and it gave me the trots. I've been shitting my pants all day. What are you putting that stuff?
Sir, I'm thinking you got the wrong place. You might be calling someone that you know. We call a restaurant, sir.
No, I know I'm calling a restaurant. Okay, this is Tantra, right?
Right, you're calling Tantra, sir.
Yeah, I calling Tantra.
What do you mean, what do I put in that place? I don't know. We've never had that kind of a question asked to us, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm asking you what you put in it because I've been crapping myself all day. I'm sweating bullets.
I apologize for that. How can I help you? Tell me, though.
I want a coupon, and I want some free Sundays, and I want to speak to your manager.
Oh, Raj. God bless him. Man, that broad was all about business, wasn't she? She was like, okay, I'm handling business.
Let's see. Skype wants to know the quality of this call. What should we tell him, everybody?
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
I make them all terrible.
Problems were so bad, the call was impossible.
Yeah.
Oh, now I got to fill out a survey? Give me
no,
a
you don't. You just close it.
No, it actually goes to a second screen. It tells me in the
I know, but I just close that one out.
All of these options suck. None of the above. Send feedback. Go away. Where's the option to say your UI is a piece of shit?
with the flipbook deal?
Yeah, with my flipbook contacts. Let me just scroll over 55 pages to get the map. I like these Indian restaurants. They've got food that can make you barf. Hey, Matt, you want to call Tantra back and complain about the rats?
No, I got to piss, buddy. All right. I'll be back. I'm a drunk, remember?
Dude, that's why I got a bottle next to me. HBB, you should talk to these guys and tell them they got rats in the food.
All right.
You going to do it?
Found a clump of fur. Sure.
Yeah, here we go. Rock and roll. I like your haircut, by the way, HBB.
Thank you. I finished it right before the show.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Tantra. This is Sinead speaking. How may I help you?
Hello. I was just in there a couple of hours ago. In some of my food, I noticed that there were rat tails, it looked like. It was really gross. It had little bones in it. At first, I thought it was just like a random noodle that was a little overcooked or something, but then, ma'am? Excuse me, ma'am?
Oh! Where's Matt? He could be your daddy and he can tell her he's not very happy with how you were treated. Alright, here we go. Here's another one. Some more awesome Indian food. Good.
Crap!
Picarma, how can I help you?
Hi, I was in there earlier. I found some stuff in my food. I'm not really sure what it is. My daughter saw it in there. Hey, Sarah, what did you see in the food? Pick up the phone.
Hello?
Hey, I was in there a couple of hours ago eating dinner and some of the rice and curry and all that. There was like a giant noodle. I thought it was a noodle, but it wasn't. It was like some kind of bony rat tail, I think. It was really gross.
What time were you here?
Around 5.
Oh, you were the one who was sitting in the booth?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so what did you find in the booth?
There was some claws. There was a little bit of fur. I thought it was hair that had fallen in. It was really gross, but then I looked closer and it was actually skin and hair. And I saw a little rat's tail and it was disgusting. There was like part of a foot.
Why didn't you mention that there?
She actually told me about it when she got home. She was so sick, she pretty much just left and came home and told me. And when she told me, I took her to the doctor and they said, you know, that she might be really sick. So we wanted to call in and know what you guys are doing over there. I'm pretty upset that you're letting, you know, rodents get into the food.
Okay, just give me a second.
Are you going to put your manager on the phone?
Yes, actually.
No, I don't want to wait for this, so please do it immediately, because we're ready to bring action against you people for your, you know, disgusting food conditions.
Actually, I'm going to give your number to the owner, so he'll talk to you.
I want to talk to him directly. Give me his number. I'll call him directly. I mean, if he's going to call me, I'm going to see his number on caller ID anyway, so give me his number.
It's 354.
Let me grab a pen. 354.
6653.
6653. Okay. Well, I'm going to call him directly because this is deplorable.
All right.
All right.
Did I do what?
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, you're the one in the booth.
Didn't mean to interject there.
Oh, no, it worked beautiful.
She was starting to interrogate you, and I don't like when people grill my producer.
Yeah.
Like, who is she to interrogate you when you've got rat feet in your curry? All right, here we go. We're calling Abdul Kareem Jabbar, your manager.
I mean, fuck job to edit.
Hello?
Hi, is this the manager over at the Electric Karma?
Yes, sir.
My daughter found something in her food. I'm going to let you talk to her, okay?
Okay, says what?
Yeah, I'm going to put my daughter on the phone. Go ahead, Sarah. Go ahead and talk.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, ma'am?
I was sitting in one of your booths at around 5 o'clock this afternoon eating dinner, and I saw some, like, fur in there and some claws and, like, some nails and, like, something that looks like a tail. I didn't know what it was, so I didn't eat it. But then when I went to the doctor's, they gave me a whole bunch of rabies shots, and it was just really gross. And they said I had somehow eaten rat, and I didn't know what I could have eaten. And then I remembered the stuff at the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And they told me that there had been a lot of people coming from that restaurant that have also had the same problems. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but it's just...
So you still in the restaurant or you left from the restaurant?
What the hell did you just say?
No, what did you say? Said she's still in the restaurant, where she is.
No, I don't understand what the hell you're saying. We're trying to tell you that the people at your restaurant gave us your phone number when we complained. Uh-huh. The waitress there said they've been having a lot of complaints about people getting sick today because of rats in the food. And she apologized about it, and she gave us your phone number so we could tell you about it. Because all the people at your restaurant...
What are you calling it? Talking about we have rats in the restaurant and the food?
Yeah, I still can't understand what the fuck you're saying, buddy. Dude, can you speak a little slower and maybe enunciate your words?
Sorry, listen to me, sir. Can you, if you speak me like that, I can hang up the phone, okay? You can do any complaint, whatever you want to do. If you say, fuck, I don't want to listen to your word, okay? So if you tell me what the problem is with the food.
The problem is, she came into your restaurant, she ate your food, and there were rats in her curry. Uh-oh.
Rats?
Rat parts, you know, little rodents in her food.
Uh-huh. And so, what happened after that?
What do you mean what happened after that? She came home and she puked. What do you mean? We didn't throw a party for her. She came home and threw up, dickneck.
Okay, so I'm so sorry for that. And what time did it happen then?
It happened at 5 o'clock. If you unclog your fucking ears, you can hear us.
I was the one sitting in the booth.
So tell me what I can do for you.
Well, next time she comes in there, she wants a free cheeseburger, and she wants a free fries, and also you got to give her own private booth that doesn't have any rats in it.
Okay, so what are you fucking talking about? We don't have a burger, we don't have a french fry, okay?
But you're going to make her a burger. That's what she likes to eat, and she doesn't like your rat-filled shitty
curry. Shut up your mouth. Shut up your mouth, okay?
No, you shut the fuck up, dude.
Oh, call him back.
Matt, you want to call the restaurant back as the health department?
No, I want to just want to
shut your mouth.
I just want to scream at this guy for a minute and then call the restaurant back.
Okay. Legend, when we call the restaurant back, you should tell him you're from the health department after Matt gets to scream at them for a little bit.
Get that prick to answer, because he's calling the restaurant right now.
One more time. Here we go.
I just want to, like, scream at him.
That was awesome, HBB.
Matt, say you're your uncle or something.
Your Uncle Cracker.
I'm Uncle Matty, the one they call the octopus, because he's got hands everywhere.
Your Uncle Matt Hillcock.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Hey! He says I don't call you back? Is that what he says?
I don't know half the shit he said, man. Did you hear that?
He's like, bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam, fucker.
And then he had some dude fucking squawking in his ear. I picture them like in a fucking car with like a stem and a couple $10 rocks, like trying to get a whore right now. Like, all geeked up and angry.
They're going somewhere to buy a rug. All right, let's see if we can get the restaurant back on the horn, Legend. You can tell me from the health department.
Do you have the dot matrix printer sound, Legend?
Lucky Karma, how can I help you?
Hi there. We have had reports.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, how can I help you, sir?
Okay, we have had reports that there are possibly rodent droppings and possibly rodent parts. that are in your food. Is this true?
What?
Rodent droppings are all over your food, ma'am.
Sir, can you call me back? Like, because you're breaking up, I don't understand what you're saying. Can you call me back?
Ma'am, this is Roy's supervisor, Ted. Can you hear me better? I'm on my cell phone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Ma'am, what my employee was trying to tell you is we've had reports here at the health center that you have rodent droppings, fecal matter, shit, if you will, in your food, and it's making customers sick.
Okay.
That's okay with you?
Okay,
I've got a guy right next to me, and this is what he just said to me.
I think I'm gonna hurl.
Yeah, you see? That's not acceptable.
Who told you that, sir?
I think I'm gonna hurl.
That guy right next to me.
What?
I've had several customers call up the health department. We're the local area, California made-up health department.
What's your name, sir?
What's my name?
Yes.
Ted.
What's your full name?
My full name?
Yes.
Ted Woodlands.
Can you spell it for me?
Yeah. C-O-C-K-L-A-N-D-S.
Okay. All right. And this is your phone number?
Yeah, this is my phone number. It's a good phone number to get me back at. But I need to know...
Sure, just give me a second. It's 505-796-5695.
I didn't hear you. Can you say my number again, please?
It's 505-796-5695.
Yeah, you got it, baby.
Okay. And you're calling from?
What do you mean, where am I? I'm calling from my cell phone.
Okay, and you are a health what? What did you say?
We're from the California made-up health department of people and labor.
Okay. And you said we have shit in our food?
Fecal matter, ma'am.
Oh, wow. Well, actually, I am just an employee here. My manager will reach you. And as soon as he gets free, he'll call you back.
No, actually, we need to deal with this right now. Is there someone there?
I can, because I'm just an employee. I'm not a manager here.
Could you go get a bowl of rice for me and look at it and tell me if you see any fecal matter in the rice?
There is nothing, sir.
You haven't picked any shit out of any curry today? Because we've had a lot of people throwing up.
No, because I eat that food every day, and I'm perfectly healthy.
Perhaps it's because a lot of these people are sort of not used to eating that kind of food. Are you of an ethnicity that would be used to eating this food? Have you been eating it all your life?
Actually, this is my food. I eat it every day. It's not a cheap. No food is cheap. The way you're talking is really cheap, okay?
I don't think you can quantify them the way I talk in terms of dollars
Excuse
and cents.
Me? Who told you to?
Hey,
you know what? I'm
hey,
gonna
don't
this
bitch at me.
Police
don't,
right now.
Don't bitch at me.
And I'm going to tell them the way you're talking to me right now, okay?
You're going
to
tell the police that I'm not being nice to you?
Fuck the police, fuck the police.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my other employees in the background think you're a moron.
Fuck you.
You're
going to
call
the police
because...
You know what? Go fuck yourself.
No, you go fuck yourself, bitch.
That's the end of that chapter.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, she's not really very happy with the way we conduct ourselves over the phone, everybody.
Like, you're like, oh, I'm sorry, maybe you're immune to eating shit. This is the basic gist you were giving her. Like, you're used to it. You're the certain ethnicity that's used to eating shit. That's how I felt. How it was going.
I eat this crap every day.
I
eat the food every day. I don't know why I'm puking all the time.
It tastes like a baby's diarrhea. I don't see what is wrong with it at all. To make me vomit, that seems normal. Is Roxy smoking on the tiny chat?
Roxy smokes?
What? She's smoking bowls.
No, it looked like she was smoking a cigarette there for a second.
She's blowing some dude she met in the park.
She's blowing a midget.
Again?
Actually, I hear they have really big cocks.
That was so weird that, like, her and that midget, like, that was, like, those pictures of them together was hilarious. And she's like, I don't know, he's cool. It was so funny.
Was he also retarded?
I think he had fetal alcohol syndrome. But whatever. Apparently, he took her out to eat, so that's all she cares. And then she'll blow you.
Oh, we're going to take a break for a second to play a song. We had a song request, and I've been getting a shit ton of emails to play it. So, for your listening enjoyment, some Katy Perry.
E.T.
Some Katy Perry.
E.T. for Ellerback, the girl.
For Chris Ellerback, some Katy Perry, E.T. Thank you, Chris Ellerback.
Jesus, is that what the kids listened to today?
No.
Well, Ellerback's a goof.
Can you play some Howard fucking Jones?
Legend, I will play anything you want, man. Just send me the MP3.
Oh.
Is this what okay. The prank shows become?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when we don't have the correct IO guidance, everything just goes to hell.
Oh, sad. I could always...
No name dropping. I know how to ban people now. Even the name mentioned, just gone. You're only showing up the last few minutes. You don't have to be here for the rest. I love you, sis.
Uh-huh.
You want to take a call? We're going to do another Indian restaurant here. They really seem to dislike us this evening.
Why? What have you guys been doing?
Sucking.
Well, HBB's been awesome this evening. She complained that she had rats in her food at an Indian restaurant.
She thought it was a fucking noodle at first, but then it had bones and a claw.
You guys are sucking. I hope you're at least swallowing.
Matt, I bet that happens a lot in your sex life. First a girl thinks it's a noodle, and then there's a claw involved. Or a scale or a fin
I like that you think girls get close to my cock. That's awesome.
Matt kept me up this morning when I was, like, exhausted. I was awake for, like, 29 hours straight. It sucked.
I know.
That's what happens when you eat pussy that long.
Yeah, my jaw kind of hurts.
I can beat that record. I've done it for 2 days.
Advil, baby. Advil.
You lift up out after that and your face is all glossed over. I look like a pod person. It's pretty fun.
It's better when it's blood.
Say what?
It's better when it's all blood.
Oh, no, man.
Oh, you don't got your Red Wings?
If Red Wings make you a man, then call me King of the Gays.
Okay. Travis Bickle, King of the Gays.
All right.
God's a lonely man.
I love you, man. In a gay way.
I don't want to go around smelling like iron for a week, so no.
No, it tastes like copper.
Oh, whatever, dude.
I'm sweating after that dance I had to Ellerback's music.
That's hot.
Yeah, at least you got your cardio in for the day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my nipples are all hard now.
You're going to be hot for
DEFCON. Mine too. Isn't that weird?
Rule 34 on pseudo.
Actually, Alex. My nipples are hard because I'm looking at Jennifer's forehead on Tiny Chat.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jen.
How many listeners do we have on the stream?
I will have to go look.
I'm looking right now. 21 people are listening right now.
21 people. Well, then let's do something funny.
We have a telephone.
We have a telephone.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good, Will. My friend just told me I sound angry. Do I sound angry?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do I sound angry to you?
Hold on, try again. Oh, I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
Yeah, I told my friend he sounds fucking angry. Does he sound angry?
Yeah, do I sound angry to you?
No. Should you be?
Okay. I don't know why she said, you know, I sound angry, but sometimes, you know, things piss me off, and I do raise my voice.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. You know, I'm a big man. You know, I guess when I raise my voice, my blood pressure kind of rises, and I guess I have kind of like a vein that goes across my forehead that kind of sticks out and pulsates. But, you know, I'm not really upset, but that's just how I get. And right now, this is kind of my angry voice. Does that sound angry to you?
No, not really. Is there a problem, or?
Well, no, I'm not considerably mad.
It's just he always sounds like a dick neck when he's angry.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm asking. Does that sound like a dick neck to you?
You don't sound mad to me, but.
Do I sound like a dick neck?
No, no, not at all. Should you?
Sound like a dick neck.
Yeah.
A dick neck?
No, a dick neck.
Are you mad about something? Is there something that...
Not particularly. You know, things do bother me, but, you know, it's nothing that I'm actually upset about.
Do you think he sounds like a dick neck?
I do have a stressful job. Sometimes I want to take, you know, a frying pan to some people, but, you know, I restrain myself. You know, I haven't really killed anybody lately.
Okay.
Would you go out with my friend? He seems like a pretty nice guy, right?
It depends on who your friend is.
I'm Roy. This is my friend Jim.
Hi, Roy. Hi, Jim.
Hey, what's your name? You sound cute.
Well, thank you. Were you guys just here in the truck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Which one were you?
I was the one that took your money and took your order.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're pretty cute.
Well, thank you.
You single?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. My friend Jim is single.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I'm the one who took that stinky load back to the bathroom.
You don't have to clean the bathrooms, do you?
No, I don't.
Well,
no.
Then that's not a problem,
Jim. I'm the graveyard, so I don't need a bathroom.
There you go. She doesn't have to deal with your shit, unless she dates you, and then she'll be dealing with your shit all the time. What's your name, darling?
Tana.
That's a sexy name. Very exotic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I don't know if she would want to date me because I don't think she would want to shorten her life. Apparently, I'm mad at everything.
I think you just only sound like a dickneck, but I don't necessarily think that you're angry.
Yeah.
Tana, okay. Tana, if my friend wanted to maybe drop his number on you instead of writing it on the back of a napkin and hand it to you like some schmuck, is there like a way he can, you know, do that and maybe leave you a message on Facebook? Are you in the digital age?
If he wanted to give me his number, I could text him with my number.
Sure.
What's your Facebook?
It's under Lee.
What's your email?
Lee Majors. Yeah, yeah, $69 man. Yeah, at Yahoo.
So you're familiar with that series, the $6 Million Man?
Yes, I am.
How old are you?
I'm a bionic woman, huh?
How old are you?
How old do you think? Women never tell their age.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a loaded question. But I guess if I had to guess, I would have said you're like maybe 30.
Oh, you're sweet older than that, though.
No, really? Come on. You look pretty good.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Those series was on the ABC Network back in like 1976, 1975. So you have to be almost...
Early between 73 and 78. The Bionic series came out. Yeah.
What was it that fascinated you about that series?
They was bionic, and the way they land, they went tum 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 tum.
I like that sound that they make when, like, he runs really fast. That ding 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 ding.
Yeah, I like the noise. I was a kid, so it was cool.
Did you have the dolls and the playset?
I did. I had the $6 Million Man. I had the Steve Austin doll, the Bionic Woman. I had his boss, the little building that I had it all.
Oscar Goldman doll?
The Steve Austin, that was his name.
Did you have the lunchbox and the dildo?
No, I didn't have the lunchbox and the dildo.
That was the accessory set.
Yeah, I didn't get the accessories.
I thought it was pretty cool. You could make yourself into your own bionic woman.
Remember, I just plug it in.
Remember, you can actually look at the little dolls at the back of his head, and you could actually look through his eye?
Yeah.
That was creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I never call.
Yeah, I wish I had one of those. Because, you know what, if I had my old $6 million man, I'd probably, you know, lube it up and...
As you can tell, my friend Jim is lonely, so if you're interested, he's available.
I'm available.
Does he have a phone number?
Yeah, if you want to shorten your life, date me.
Okay, well, what's your number?
I forget it. They won't tell me it.
No, come on. His number's 505-596-5695.
Hold on, I'll be right there, guys. So it's 505-596-5695.
That's right.
Yeah, you got it.
Leave a message.
Okay.
I'll get it.
Yeah, leave a message with...
Help him with customers.
So just leave a message with your phone number, and I promise Jim will call you back. He's been drinking a little bit this evening, but I promise I'll call you back.
Okay. All right.
All right,
and I'll call him.
All right. Thanks, Ms. Majors.
All right. All right, bye-bye.
Bye,
baby. Bye. That worked out okay.
That wasn't the whole email address. There's something else, and I can't find it.
I think you just got a date. Hot. Hi, Jennifer Forehead.
She's the coolest.
We want more Facebook pictures of you in bikinis.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Those are kind of awesome.
You only get the first case for free. Yeah. Then you have to pay.
Okay, I've got a couple of nickels. Where do I send them?
I don't know. Somewhere in Wisconsin.
I didn't hear you. I was staring at
Wisconsin.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. I was staring at your breasts.
I'm sorry, I didn't pay attention to you. I was actually looking at your toes.
Between Jennifer and Fruit Salad's webcam, I see a whole face. There's Fruit Salad's jaw and chin, and there's Jennifer's forehead and eyes.
Well, I mean, because Jen's a lot smarter than Roxy. So, like, you'd want the top of her. You'd want the brain, and then Roxy's just a fucking cocksucking machine.
What the fuck?
You just gotta go to a park and find her.
Hopefully your pink shirt guy follows.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, wait, look, Sporty's wearing a pink shirt. He must be looking to attract her.
Right now, he's just looking off into space. He's kind of got this deer in the headlights. Duh. Who just hit mute?
I don't know, but whoever it is. Oh, there they were again. Whose is that?
Mine.
It's Trevor.
Trevor, dude.
It's Trevor, Echo.
What the hell, man? Get a microphone.
No, you put headphones on instead of having it on the speaker.
Yeah, I don't know what you're picking up, man, but it's pretty loud.
Is it a hum?
There's a hum, yes, and then there's an echo of every one of us.
That's smog. I'll turn them down.
Headphone.
Now what?
Dick neck. Dick neck.
Call that girl back. Tell her that email didn't work.
I could call that restaurant back. I don't know if she might still be working. Stonecutter.
Stonecutter.
For the love of Christ, Trevor. Mute your phone when we call.
That was it. I had you on the Simpsons.
The Stonecutter, yeah. Yeah, man, please speak with Lee.
Who?
I want to speak with Lee.
Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know anybody by the name of Lee that works here.
She's a waitress there.
We don't have waitresses.
What do you mean you don't have waitresses?
This is Scone Cutter.
So give me Lee.
There is no Lee.
You full of shit.
Alright.
Don't give me that crap, you're full of shit.
Alright, there is no Lee, dude.
I don't care if you say there's no Lee, I'm telling you there's a Lee. Put her on the phone.
Put her on the phone?
Yeah, dick neck, do it.
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, it's Roy.
Roy?
Tell Lee that Roy is on the phone, dick neck, hurry up.
Roy's on the phone, looking for Lee.
Hello?
Hey, Lee, is this you?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the right name? The guy said there was no Lee working there.
That's Tannely.
Tannely. Oh, well. Yeah, okay. See, now he was just giving me a bunch of shit. What a liar. How do you work with that guy?
Apparently, Tana, that email doesn't work.
Huh, so it's not email. Let me change to the office phone. Hold on.
Spell that.
Yeah, go to a good phone.
Okay, hold on. Yay!
My friend Jim really wants a date. He wants to send you an email. Pics of his dick.
Hello.
Hey, Tana. Yeah, my friend wanted to send you an email.
Spell it out. Spell it out.
It's lowercase letters. That might be the problem.
Okay, spell it slow. It's L-E-E, right?
But it's all little letters. It's not big letters or anything.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. I see now. There we go.
And that number that I got's wrong.
Yeah, see, maybe we're all having some miscommunication here. No problem. The number is
505-796-5695.
Okay. Tannely. The $6 million woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, you know, my friend Jim, he's sobering up a little bit, but he's very smitten with you. Do you like motorcycles? Because Jim's a big motorcycle head.
Yes, I do.
Ooh, good, good. What do you like to ride? It better not be some piece of shit Honda.
No, I like Harleys.
Ooh, Jim's a big Harley man. Tell her about your Harley, Jim. Tell her about your fat boy.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, those are awesome.
Yeah.
I have to run and get some customers. Can you guys call me back in just a little bit?
Okay. We'd be happy to.
Okay.
Okay. That guy was full of shit, man.
Is that a valid email now?
Yeah, I posted her Facebook.
Really on the thing here?
Yeah. That's how I knew she's in the Harley.
Let me see. I'm checking it out right now.
Legend, I think you could hit this chick.
Holy shit.
Literally and figuratively.
What's wrong with her head?
Her hair is trying to eat her face.
I know, but it looks like it's a meter thick.
I bet the muff matches the curtains. Dude, you should totally just drive there and go on a date with her.
She has to be 210 pounds.
Oh, she doesn't look that fat. Maybe 180.
The picture's been cropped 5 times, sir.
Okay, maybe she's a 190.
Hey, did you guys check out Lil Sect's new release?
Yeah, I didn't download it. I'm a little scared.
Why are you scared? It's got some interesting AT&T stuff in there.
Yeah? Okay, yeah. I'll download it tonight. I love your new Facebook pic, man.
Yeah.
We love everything about you, Legend.
Really? I wouldn't go that far. Yeah, they're saying that's their last release right now.
What, they're hiding for a minute?
They're going to be going under the surface. I guess the Lose Bolt has turned into a submarine for a while.
Okay.
They'll probably resurface later, out of the blue.
I've been rocking that fucking Pound Any Sex song like crazy.
Oh, yeah, by YT Cracker?
Yeah. Like, dude, that song's ridiculous. It's awesome, man. Hack the planet!
They're trashing our rights, man. Trashing!
They're trashing my podcast. Hack the planet!
Yeah. Even that one that you put up, Legend, had all them fucking pigs numbers and shit.
I've got that entire thing. That payload's pretty nice.
Okay.
Got some plugs. RBCP.com, OMG.hacks, from tinychat.com/phone lizards.
Wait a minute. I got an IRC message coming in.
One last IRC message from Legend before we cut the show here. Does anybody want to do an after show?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. We'll do an after show.
Yay.
What's the message, Legend?
What?
What's the IRC message?
Yeah, it's just somebody being, like, deranged or something.
Is it Chris Hellerback?
And?
It says, I am the best. That's impossible. I am the worst.
Oh, just a compliment to you.
I did get a message from Nono about some feminist conference that's going on. At a hotel.
So you will be attending.
I can't just braid my arms and hair, so I don't think I'd be welcome.
Maybe you could just braid your cooch.
Could you put on some weight and put on a flannel shirt and get there?
Do you need some arm hair? I got lots to spare.
I'll work on that. I have to stop waxing.
Everybody shut the fuck up. That's going to be the show, everybody. There will be an after show, so... If you want to call into the prank show, we'll be around fucking with more people.
I've got to piss again.
Legend's dick's going to be hanging out his window, so if you're around Florida, take a look for a taxi with a big donkey dick flapping out the side.
Can we call our favorite mobster restaurant? I want to see how they enjoyed those pizzas.
Yes, we can definitely call our favorite restaurant. So I'm going to end the show. right
God
here.
Bless and cheers.
Yeah.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Jesus loves you.
Yeah. Smell you later.
If you guys have any shout-outs, music requests, or pranks that you want to drop on us, be sure to send them to rth@cactiradio.com.